Hello, this is Magdalena again with a short talk about some things related to the Alexander technique. Today, this is number 15, but it's not really an exercise. I want to talk about the way we are made. The way we are made, the way our organism is put together, I think is truly wonderful. Think about it. We are a bundle of bones arranged in a certain way and then held together with muscles, tendons, ligaments, membranes, layers and layers of them. That's amazing. And we can stand or sit upright and we can move. I think it's quite amazing. Now imagine our skeleton were held together with bandages. Say you're given this bundle of bones and you're told to put this together with bandages. I'm sure you have all experienced a bandage around your wrist or around the knee or around the foot or even a plaster wrapped around the finger. The tighter the bandage, the more difficult it is to move the finger or the knee or the wrist or the hand. If the bandage is very tight, movement is impossible. Think for a moment of movement. Say bending your knee or waving your hand at your wrist or bending the arm at the elbow. Or flexing the foot at the ankle joint. What makes these movements possible? What actually makes it possible for us to move are our joints. The shoulder joint, the hip joint, the elbow joint, the wrist, the knee, the ankle, all the little joints in the toes and in the fingers. Our joints allow us to move, to walk, to sit down, to stand up. Of course, we also use muscles that help us move our limbs, but imagine all these muscles being tight, tense and contracted, just like a very tight bandage. What would the result be? Well, we couldn't move. If our muscles are tight, the joints feel stiff. And we say our joints are stiff, but in fact, it is the muscles that are holding the joints too tightly. And sometimes muscles can become permanently tight, chronically contracted, and then movement becomes more and more difficult and even painful. And we think that there is something wrong with the joint when all along it might be the muscles that are held too tightly and stop the joints from moving freely. This state of permanent tightness becomes habitual and we are not even aware of it. And in the end, that permanent tension produces pain, and in response to the pain, we tighten up even more. And so we create even more pain and end up in this vicious circle. Sometimes the tightness of the muscles is a response to some pain, which might be the result of an injury. That's possible, but we end up in the same vicious circle of chronic tension and chronic pain. And that is where Alexander technique can help. It can help becoming more aware of excessive and harmful tension. It can teach how to let go of that excessive tension so that our joints can become free to move again, to move easily, like a door moves easily on well-oiled hinges. Our joints function like hinges. That's what they're meant to do.